SBS Radio.
Joining us right now is the Australian Greens spokesperson for disability rights and services, Senator Jordan Steele. John, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today here on SBS Radio.
Pleasure to be with you, Celeste.
Just wanted to get your reaction to the recent update in the Department of Home Affairs, change in policies and conditions for people with disability or applying for permanent residency. As you know, they've changed the cost threshold and even the formula to calculate the cost of treatment or whatever assistance of visa applicants with disability or health issues. What do you think of these changes?
Well, I think these policy shifts, acknowledge that the government has got a problem here, that there's a policy fix that's needed, but I don't think that this goes nearly far enough. We've seen the span of time for assessment of cost reduced to 10 years and the amount increased to $49,000 from 40. But the reality is that figure of $49,000 is still remarkably small in the context of the support that some people need. And what it really says to me is that we need to actually make sure that our immigration system doesn't discriminate against disabled people and remove the elements of the Act that actually cause families to be driven apart in this way.
There hasn't been an official statement from Home Affairs. There hasn't been any official announcement. It's all very hushed and low-key. We all know that the Minister, Peter Dutton, is not one to give in to any public pressure with regard to relaxing Australian immigration policy. What do you think made the department change their mind on this?
Well, I can't say, to be quite honest with you, because looking at the detail, it's such a minor tweak in the policy setting that it really doesn't make sense to go this far and yet not solve the overall problem. So my message to the government would be, we've kind of opened the door on this one now. Let's walk through it together and solve the problem in a comprehensive way. Disabled people and their organisations have been working on this issue for decades, and there's some really simple policy fix that would resolve the problem, and I think that we should just come together and do it.
A lot of disability advocates and immigration lawyers actually say that this might be an initial step towards eliminating discrimination in the immigration process and systems. Obviously, you believe that there's more that needs to be done. But having said that, a lot of people actually think that it might be going towards the right direction. Do you think that is going towards the right direction somehow? And for those Australians who are unconvinced that these changes are necessary, what do you say to them?
Well, I think it's a step in the right direction. But what disabled people need is a full-on stride. We need to remove the references to burden in relation to disability from the Act and make sure that the exemption of the Migration Act from the Disability Discrimination Act is removed. No person who is disabled should be prevented from coming to Australia or living in Australia purely because of their disability if they satisfy all other requirements. And unfortunately, these changes leave that overall problem intact.
Mm. Well, what do you think of having that a formula of computing for what is the hypothetical cost that the applicant would need for at least 10 years? Do you think that's appropriate, or what do you say to that?
Absolutely not. Absolutely, that is absolutely not appropriate. Mm-hmm. It is not okay to view disabled people through the so-called financial burden that we may place upon a society. Nobody else is assessed in that way through the process. People have accidents at work all the time that might, require them to go into, hospital and therefore, take a certain amount of money from the public system. The NDIS is there as a pot that we all pay into to ensure that disabled people are supported to be, among other things, economically contributive citizens. And so it's a really outdated way of thinking about disability that doesn't really belong in our law anymore.
Mm. In a recent report, the spokesperson from the Department of Home Affairs told SBS that, and I quote, "The changes will benefit both the department and visa applicants by streamlining the application of the policy while balancing the need to minimize public health threats and public expenditure," unquote. What do you have to say about this response from Home Affairs?
Disabled people are not a health risk. And it is totally unacceptable to describe us in that way. The reality is we are human beings with human rights who are ready, willing, and able to make substantive contributions to our communities, as we have done through the ages. And it's time that our government removes all reference to this kind of horrible negative idea from the way that it thinks and talks and acts in relation to disabled people.
How do you think this will benefit or affect Australians who seek the same disability services? How far-reaching do you think the benefits of these changes or the effects of these changes would be?
I mean, I don't think that... I think that they may well have some small-scale beneficial impacts. I really hope they do. But knowing the cost of some of the supports that people need as they journey with their disability... $49,000 over 10 years really doesn't go very far at all, and takes into account nothing of the benefit that a disabled person might contribute to society in that same period of time. Fixing this problem is as simple as making sure that our Migration Act complies with Australian disability discrimination law. Currently, the Migration Act is exempt from our disability discrimination law, and so the full fix simply requires a legislative tweak so that that exemption doesn't exist anymore. The government could pass it through both chambers of parliament with bipartisan support tomorrow if it wanted to, and that's what I encourage the minister to now look at doing.
Thank you so much for your time, Senator Stiljan, Australian Greens spokesperson for disability services. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Celeste.
Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.